From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In 2012, a Florida State freshman reported she'd been raped. A year later, Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston was identified as the suspect. But the local prosecutor said he didn't have enough evidence, and the star player went on to win the Heisman Trophy and lead the Seminoles to the College Football National Championship. Well, now, a huge report of the New York Times claims there was virtually no investigation by either local police or Florida State. Mike Pesca is host of the Slate.com podcast Gist. And Mike, for people who haven't been following this story closely, we just outlined some basics. Give us some more. A young woman becomes dizzy at a bar after someone hands her a drink. And two of Winston's teammates agree that the three players and the young woman went to an apartment.
Yeah. So she was in a taxi. First, she was in a bar where there were videotapes that the police didn't ask for. Then she was in a taxi where there were swipes of Florida State student ID cards that were never asked for. And then she went back to the apartment where Jameis Winston was there. And it was never in dispute that they had a sexual encounter, that they had sex. What was in dispute was the consent of the woman. And there are revelations in this New York Times report, some of which we knew, but what it does is kind of give an overview and also add some new details. So, for instance, two of Jameis Winston's roommates, or one of them, videotaped the encounter on a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And there was such either foot dragging or inattention or incompetence or incuriosity about this that the video was deleted a few days later. In fact, the New York Times really lays out in stark detail just the kind of foot dragging that went on. This sexual encounter, you know, we can't call it an assault. We could call it an alleged assault, occurred on December 7th. On January 10th was when Jameis Winston was first identified, even though the prosecutor in Florida, in Tallahassee, said this is ridiculous, that he very easily could have been identified. She knew he was a football player. She knew his approximate height. He could have been identified much, much earlier. He was only identified when she recognized him in class answering a question. 13 days after she identified him, the police call him, and which the prosecutor and the New York Times report says you don't call someone who you suspect might be involved in a sexual assault to give him time to lawyer up, which is exactly what he did. And the first interviews didn't take place until days after that. So this is just some of why the New York Times concludes that there was almost no investigation.
Well, and you mentioned just, I mean, you want to go back over them. As you say, the prosecutor says, look, you got to call at 2 a.m. that there's been an assault, an accusation of an assault. By noon, you could have had the defendant identified and talked to, but instead, as you said, did not look at the dozens of security cameras at this bar, which, you know, is protecting itself against claims like this. Mm-hmm. You could have seen who gave her the drink that seemed to have something in it. You could have seen what she looked like when she left. You could have identified people in a taxi cab. You could have looked at not just videos, but cell phone calls or texts that might have been made from phones that are now all disappeared suddenly. So what has the response been from Florida State?
Well, Florida State has taken the specifics of the report, which point a finger at Florida State because they're supposed to report to the federal government sexual assaults, and they've rebutted that, and they criticize the New York Times for not going on about in detail about how many services they offered, but that seems irrelevant to the point. You know, the New York Times also to Florida embarrassed, I suppose, the Tallahassee Police Department in describing their investigative methods, where in another case, a policeman told a potential sexual assault victim, are you really sure you want to prosecute this case? And they told Florida, and Florida State is now being, actually, the lawyer of the accused mm-hmm. has issued a inquiry into this with the federal government. And so, you know, she could sue civilly, but it looks like Jameis Winston, Heisman Trophy winner, will be playing next season at Florida State.
Well, but with what taint around him, Mike Pesca, host of the podcast Gist at Slate.com, will pick this up again. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's Here and Now.